Another of their distorted images faded fast, that Americans are provincial, isolationist, selfishly uninterested in other peoples and their problems. Said the boy from Pakistan, "You know, I've just realized where my Fulbright scholarship comes from, not from some government agency, but from the pockets of people like these." The notion that Americans generally are basically uncultured, with little interest in art, literature, and music, was quickly debunked as the students were taken to art galleries, museums, libraries, saw overflowing crowds at community-sponsored concerts, observed in humble homes well-stocked bookshelves and stacks of recordings of the world's finest music. The communist-inspired stereotype of the greedy American capitalist underwent sharp revision at the home of a wealthy industrialist in Michigan. "We expected to find him huddled over a stock ticker," said Vercelli. "Instead, we found him in his basement, in overalls, hammer in hand, repairing a table for a library he'd founded." He talked at length about the educational foundation he had set up and the fun he was having in giving away practically everything he had. American family life, formerly pictured for them as disrupted and spoiled by easy money and easy living, also was a revelation. Speaking before civic clubs or giving newspaper interviews, they told their audiences, "Nobody is so unjustly maligned in our country as the American woman." They stated their amazement at discovering how smoothly she runs her home without servants, all the while serving as wife and mother, cook and seamstress, counselor and chauffeur, yet somehow finding time for community service as a volunteer worker.